immigration is about the demand for labour right now.
Peter McDonald is the director of the Australian Demographic and Social Research Institute at the Australian National University. He says many of the people coming into the country are drawn by the resources boom and that the wealth generated from that industry spreads right across the country.
The resources boom is generating a big demand for labour, not just in constructing the facilities, the actual running of the operations, but also the resources boom generates wealth, and wealth spreads right across the country, and wealth generates demand for labour, in that people are wanting other people to pay other people to do things for them. So it goes right across all the service industries. And the resources boom, a lot of the contracts are already signed. There's kind of no turning back. It can't be switched off. And so there's no question that at least for the next decade we are going to have to meet the labour demand emerging from the resources boom.
Sandra Kank is from Sustainable Population Australia, a non-government lobby group. She says that population growth should not be based on economics alone.
Well, I think, you know, this question of what is a sustainable level has got to be one of the first questions that has to be answered. And I think that we need the advice, for instance, of CSIRO on that. If we cannot depend on the economists to make those decisions because they have got a self-interest in there that they often don't declare. So it means coming at it from the point of view of science. And only when we know what is an environmentally sustainable level, when we know what the limits are with our water supply, for instance, the capacity of the land to be able to produce the food that we need to eat, only then can we look at the other questions about what levels of immigration there ought to be.
The new minister, Tony Burke, will have 1 year to put together a strategy for the management of Australia's population growth. Cam Walker from Friends of the Earth says that it's how the population will be managed, not the projected increase itself, that counts.
We could choose to live here much more carefully. Anyone that's travelled even to Western Europe will know that compact, densely built cities can be really lovely places to be. They can be very convivial. They can be very livable. Our model is much more on the US approach, which is based on sprawl, car dependence, and quite massive wasting of land. So we could have more compact cities. They could be much more convivial. They could be much nicer places to live, and they could also require us to use far less resources. So we actually argue that if we rein in our ecological footprint and our carbon debt, we could actually live here better with more people than under the current forward planning scenarios, which is continued urban sprawl, continued low density living, continued reliance on the private car to do all our travel.
Professor Peter McDonald says that having a Minister of Population is a step in the right direction, and that developing infrastructure to support the increase will be what ultimately saves the environment.
I think you get a much bigger problem for the environment if you don't plan for the population growth, which I think is very largely inevitable. And the other side of things is that planning for the environment also involves a lot of infrastructure. That's infrastructure solutions are the solutions we need to deal with environmental issues. And if we're not a wealthy country, we won't have the wealth to build the infrastructure that we need to be building. So in general, my view is that in theory, so long as the right political decisions are made, the environment will do better with the larger population and the wealthier country than with a poor country and a moderate population.